utility room. Adjoining was her bedroom, with Bibi's couch alongside her own. The door stood open, and the room with its white monumental bed, its closed shutters, looked dim and mysterious. Alcé flung himself in a rocker, and Calixta nervously began to gather up from the floor the lengths of a cotton sheet which he had been sewing.
"If this keeps up, do you see if the levies are going to stand it?" she exclaimed.
"What have you got to do with the levies?"
"I got enough to do. And there's Bobino with Bibi out in that storm. If he only didn't leave Friedheimer's."
"Let us hope, Calixta, that Bobino's got sense enough to come in out of a cyclone." She went and stood at the window with a greatly disturbed look on her face. She wiped the frame that was clouded with moisture. It was stiflingly hot. Alcé got up and joined her at the window, looking over her shoulder. The rain was coming down in sheets, obscuring the view of far-off cabins and enveloping the distant wood in a grey mist. The playing of the lightning was incessant. A bolt struck a tall chinaberry tree at the edge of the field. It filled all visible space with a blinding glare, and the crash seemed to invade the very boards they stood upon. Calixta put her hands to her eyes, and with a cry staggered backward.